sam izabrao temu da govorim o gospodinu Nisihadu.
Yes. Jai Nisinga, Sri Nisinga, Jai Jai Nisinga. Nisinga, Jai Nisinga, Jai Jai Nisinga. Praladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa. Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa. Srina Singha Jaina Singha Jai Jaina Singha. Srina Jaina Singha Jai Jaina Singha. Praladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa.
Praladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa.
Srina Singha Jaina Singha Jai Jaina Singha. Singa
Jaina Singa Jaya Jaina Singa
Praladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa.
Praladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Maknamine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Niravishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A very important principle in spiritual life is to understand that whilst we are here in this material world, we need the protection of the Lord.
Najvažniji princip koji trebamo da shvatimo na putu duhovnom životu dok se nalazimo ovdje u materijalnom svijetu, a to je da nam je potrebna zaštita Gospodina.
When people hear the word protection, they often mean a physical protection from accidents or enemies and so on and so forth.
Ljudi kada čuju riječ zaštita, oni zamišljaju da je to neka zaštita od različitih loših događaja, neprijatelja i tome slično.
But a devotee knows that more important than the physical protection is actually the protection of his own consciousness.
Ali Bhakta zna da mnogo važnije od te fizičke zaštite jeste zaštita njegove svjesnosti.
If our consciousness is not properly protected against the enemies of material consciousness, we can very easily lose our status as devotees and become ordinary people again.
I ukoliko mi ne znamo da zaštitimo svoju svjesnost od različitih napada neprijatelja koji mogu da se manifestuju u materijalnom svijetu, gdje možemo veoma lako onda izgubiti status da smo bhakta i ponovo postati obična osoba.
Yes, we live at a time when many devotees' consciousness is severely attacked by the subtle enemies.
I mi možemo vidjeti da svaki bhakta ima takve trenutke u životu kada je njegova svjesnost napadnuta veoma oštro od različitih subtilnih neprijatelja.
And it is very important therefore for all of us to understand first of all the need to be protected.
Zato je za sve nas važno da prvo shvatimo da imamo potrebu da budemo zaštićeni.
And then who can protect us.
I druga stvar, a to je ko nas može zaštititi. Mm-hmm.
You will be interested to hear that at the previous creation the Lord who was worshipped was called Narasimhadev.
I bit će interesantno da se čuje da u prethodnim dobima gospodin koji se obožavao bio gospodin Nisihadev.
In this creation our Brahma worships whom?
A u ovoj kreaciji koga obožava Brahma?
Krishna, or more detailed, Govindam. In his prayers Govindam Adi Purusham, at the beginning of creation he offers his respectful obeisances to the Lord whom he worships in this creation.
Krišnu obožava Brahma, ali još specifičnije kažemo Govindu, zato što u svojim molitvama u Brahma Samhiti on kaže Govinda Madi Purušam, znači obožava i obraća se Govindi kao svom gospodaru.
Lord Brahma worships the Vrindavan Krishna by the Gopal Gayatri mantra.
I u Vrindavanu on obožava Gayatri mantrom, Gopal Gayatri mantrom obožava Krišnu u Vrindavanu.
But in a previous creation he worshipped Lord Nrsimhadeva.
Ali u prethodnim kreacijama Brahma je obožavao gospodina Nrsimhadeva.
Lord Nrsimhadev's position in spiritual life is extremely important.
I položaj gospodina Nrsimhadeva u duhovnom životu je od izuzetne ekstremne značajnosti.
Just like there is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there is also the Nrsimha Mahamantra.
Kao što postoji Hare Krishna Mahamantra, tako postoji Nrsimha Mahamantra.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Om namo Bhagavate Shri Mahanrsimhaya Dangstra Karalaya Varanaya Gaura Rupaya Vrajanakaya Jvalamaline Mama Vignan Pacha Pacha Mama Bayan Bindi Bindi Mama Shatrun Vitravaya Vitravaya Mama Sarvarishnan Prabhanjaya Prabhanjaya Chata Chata Hanana Chindi Chindi. It's very intense. Mama Sarvabhishtam Puraya Puraya Mang Raksha Raksha Humpat Swaha. This is the Nrsimha Mahamantra. O Nrsimhadev, whose form is terrible by sharp and long teeth.
O gospodine Nrsimhadev, čiji je oblik užasan i koji ima oštre i ogromne zube.
Who is very fearful.
Koji je veoma zastrašujući.
Yes. Who has strong large nails.
Koji ima veoma jake i velike nokte.
And who is garlanded by flames.
I čije garland je napravljen od plamenova
vatre. Destroy, destroy my obstacles.
Uništi, uništi sve moje prepreke.
And kick out my fear.
I izbaci, izbaci sav moj strah.
Scatter, scatter my enemies.
Uništi, uništi moje neprijatelje.
Destroy, destroy my karma.
Uništi, uništi moju karmu.
Flash, flash, bang, bang, cut, cut.
I seci, i seci, spali, spali.
Ever fulfill, fulfill my desires to serve you.
I uvek samo ispuni, ispuni jednu želju, a to je da te služi.
And protect, protect me all around me.
I molim te, zaštiti me, zaštiti me svuda okolo mene.
I think this mantra helps us to wake up.
Mislim da nas ova mantra da nam pomaže da se probudimo.
Kishori is a mixture of shocked and fascinated, isn't it?
Kishori ima izraz lica kombinovane u šoku i zadivljenosti.
Yes. We do need protection.
Nama je potrebna zaštita.
Without protection, our karma.
Bez zaštite naša karma
and the impressions of our mind
i utisci koji postoje u našem umu
will pull us from the spiritual path.
Odvući će nas sa našeg duhovnog puta.
And to get protection we turn towards Lord Nrsimhadev.
I da bi dobili tu zaštitu mi se okrećemo gospodinu Nrsimhadev.
Mm-hmm. Now Lord Nrsimhadev had such an intense mood that when he manifested himself no one dared to come close to him.
I gospodin Nrsimhadev ima tako intenzivno raspoloženje i kada se prvi put pojavio bio u takvom raspoloženju da niko nije smeo da mu priđe.
You know when Lord Nrsimhadev appeared to kill the demon Hiranyakashipu it was intense.
Znate svi kada se gospodin Nrsimhadev pojavio da ubije demona Hiranyakashipu da je to bilo zaista veoma intenzivno.
After he had killed the demon he sat on his throne.
I kada je ubio demona on je seo na njegov presto.
And he assumed a form where his ears were touching the sky.
I poprimio je oblik takav zastrašujući da su njegove uši dodirivale nebo.
His tongue was moving like a sword in a duel.
A njegov jezik se pokretao kao mač u duelu.
And his transcendental roaring was so loud that all the elephants on the planet shrieked in fear.
A njegova rika je bila toliko zastrašujuća da su se svi slonovi univerzumu tresli od straha.
With his feet he just pressured on the ground and the earth went out of balance.
On je svojom nogom pritisnuo tako jako planetu Zemlju da je planeta izašla iz orbite, iz balansa.
So everyone understood if the Lord continues to be so fear, so in such a angry mood, the whole universe will be destroyed.
I onda su svi znali, ako se gospodin dalje bude ponašao u ovom zastrašujućem raspoloženju, bude tako besan, jednostavno se će se ceo univerzum uništiti.
Brahma, the builder of the world, the creator of the world, became highly afraid. What will happen out of my creation?
Onda je Brahma bio, mislim, u potpunom strahu i mislio, pa čekaj, šta će se desiti s mojom kreacijom?
Yes, so then he sent forth different demigods to pacify Lord Nisihara.
I onda je Brahma poslao različite polubogove da smire gospodina Nisihara.
But no one could come near, even when they closed their eyes.
Ali niko nije smeo da priđe blizu Nisihara, čak i kad su zatvorili oči.
You know, when someone is very angry, then you know that I don't come close.
Vi znate da kad je neko jako besan, niste bolje da mu ne prilazim.
Let us be practical.
Ajmo da budemo praktični.
Yes. So then they finally had the idea, Lord Nrisimhadev had appeared personally to protect his Bhakta Prahlad. Therefore, let Prahlad go forward and take care of the transcendental anger of the Lord.
E, onda su došle na ideje, pošto se gospodin Nrisimhadev je onako pojavio zbog Bhakta Prahlada, prema tome neka ode Prahlad i neka, mislim, on smiri transcendentalni bez gospodina Nrisimhadeva.
And then Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear Lord, he expressed that he was not afraid really of Lord Nrisimhadev, but of something else.
I onda je Prahlad objasnio, zapravo, ja uopšte nisam uplašen besom gospodina Nrisimhadeva, mene plaše nešto sasvim drugo.
Listen very carefully now.
I slušajte ovo veoma dobro.
Prahlad Maharaj said, I'm not afraid of your eyes, which look like glowing suns.
Ja nisam uplašen, Prahlad Maharaj je rekao, nisam uplašen tvojim strašnim očima koje izgledaju kao goreća sunca.
I'm not afraid of your sharp and piercing teeth.
Ja nisam zaplašen tvojim oštrim i moćnim zubima.
I'm even not afraid of the fact that you bear a garland of the intestines of my father, Haribol.
Ja čak nisam ni zaplašen time što je tvoj garland na tvome telu zapravo su creva iz stomaka moga oca.
I'm not afraid because your mane is all covered with blood.
Ja nisam uopšte ni zaplašen time bez obzira što je ceo tvoje telo prekriveno krvlju.
I'm very much afraid instead of my condition of life within the material world.
Ono čega se ja plašim, to je moja pozicija ovde u materijalnom svetu.
This is what I'm afraid of.
I to je ono čega se ja plašim.
Let us think a little bit about the sentence of Prahlad Maharaj.
I ajmo sada svi da razmislimo malo dublje o ovoj rečenici koju je rekao Prahlad Maharaj.
Anyone who is born in this material world,
svako ko je rođen u ovom materijalnom svetu,
even our driver with a nice white Mercedes,
čak i nas vozač sa predivnim belim Mercedesom,
will have to confront very terrible moments.
On će morat će da se susretne sa veoma užasnim trenucima.
Do you know that each average European cries 64 liters of tears in his life?
Da li znate da svaki prosječni stanovnik ove planete Zemlje tokom života isplače 64 litra suza?
64 liters.
64 litra suza.
For those in the southern areas of Europe, like Italia, Croatia, Serbia, they cry in the average 80 to 85 liters of tear. Yes, statistical.
Da, to je stvarno statistički podatak da čak ovo je prosek, a za one koji su više u južnim delima, koji su temperamentni kao Italijani, kao već ne znam šta je nazvao, Hrvati i svi mi ostali, oni plaču 80 do 85 litera.
Why?
Zašto je to tako?
Because it is a place of suffering.
Zato što je to mesto patnje.
There is no hope of someone becoming happy in this material world.
Zato što nema nade da neko može postati sretan u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Krishna himself describes this as a place of suffering and of only temporary situations.
Jer Krišna je sam opisao ovo mesto puno patnje i trenutnog destination.
Even as devotees we sometimes suffer.
Čak i kao bhakte mi možemo vidjeti da ponekad patimo.
Yes. But now comes the secret.
Ali sada dolazi tajna.
Someone who can remain with his consciousness on a spiritual platform does not experience this suffering.
A tajna je u tome da onaj ko može ostati u svojoj svesnosti na duhovnom transcendentalnom nivou ne mora da iskusi ove patnje.
In one of my friends in Vrindavan, they have a little boy who had a severe accident on both of his legs.
Ja imam prijatelja u Vrindavanu koji ima sina koji je u nesreći izgubio obe noge.
And then he had to go to the doctor in Vrindavan. Now this means to go to the slaughterhouse because they really don't know surgery.
I onda kad nakon te nesreće ono što je morao da uradi to je da ode u bolnicu Vrindavana, to znači jako loše, jer oni zaista ništa ne znaju o medicini i o hirurgiji, to znači kao da odete u kasapnicu.
And for months his legs were open after this, you know, the wounds would not heal.
I kaže mesecima nakon te nesreće zbog toga njegove rane na nogama su bile otvorene, uopšte nisu mogle da se izleče.
But he just chanted Radhe Radhe Jai Shri Krishna. Was very happy whenever you would see him. Sometimes he would have a little tear in his eyes, but this was a tear of joy. Radharani, Krishna, so merciful.
Ali on uopšte nije bio uznemiren tom situacijom. Mogli ste da ga čujete kako peva Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna. I uopšte nije bio uznemiren. Ponekad bi mogli da vidite neku suzu u njegovom oku, ali to uopšte nije bilo zbog toga što je bio uznemiren, nego bi samo rekli, o, koja milost od Šrimati Radharani, koja milost od Šri Krišna.
Yes, in the, if you are in spiritual consciousness, you will not fear the attacks of the material platform.
Da, zaista, kada se u svojoj svesnosti nalazimo na duhovnom transcendentalnom nivou, onda uopšte ne osjećamo tegobe koje dolaze sa ovog drugog materijalnog nivoa.
But if you are a new devotee, you will always be shocked by what is going on around you.
Ali ako ste novi bhakta, onda ćete uvijek biti u šoku, o, šta se to dešava oko mene.
Now I will change my modus of speaking. I will now get very personal.
A sada ću ja promijeniti pravac svoga govora i postaću veoma personal.
Why are we always disturbed?
Zašto smo mi uvijek uznemireni?
Why are we always in illusions?
Zašto smo uvijek u iluzijama?
After 10 years or 5 years of spiritual practice, why are we still spiritually so weak?
Zašto nakon 10 ili 5 godina duhovnog života mi smo i dalje duhovno slabi?
What is wrong?
Šta je loše?
See, in spiritual life, you have to know one rule.
U duhovnom životu treba znati jedno pravilo.
It's called Saralata.
Zove se Saralata.
Srishtikata, Sriman Srishtikata, Das has today preached about this.
Sriman Srishtikata je upravo danas pričao o tom principu.
Saralata means simplicity.
Saralata means, znači jednostavnost.
Simplicity means to just fix your mind on something.
A jednostavnost šta to znači? Da ufiksiramo, usresredimo svoj um na nešto.
There's a rule in this world. If you can fix your mind on something, then this becomes your reality, both positively and negatively.
Jer to je pravilo u ovom svetu. Ako usmerite svoj um na nešto, da li je to pozitivno ili negativno, to postane jednostavno usmjernica vašeg života.
In Germany we have now seen that a very nice devotee has, Mataji has gotten a very nice husband.
Vidjeli smo na primjer u Njemačkoj jedna divna Mataji Bhaktina je dobila jednog finog muža.
And both of them used to be, they are intellectual people, they were a little in problem.
I oni su, pošto su intelektualni ljudi, onda su malo u nekim mentalnim problemima.
Changes in ISKCON and so on and so forth.
Zbog promjena u ISKCON, zbog ovoga, zbog onoga.
But they have now discovered the magic of the first love.
oni jednostavno iskušavaju draž prve ljubavi.
And they really are very happy.
I oni su zaista sretni.
Their faces are very like bloomed lotus flowers.
Njihova lica su prosto rascvetali lotosi kad ih vidite.
And they are full of energia.
I puni su energije.
Because their mind is fixed on ljubav.
Jer njihov je um usredsređen na ljubav.
And everything changes around them.
I sve se samim tim menja oko njih u skladu sa tim.
Because they are very spiritually very advanced, they do not you know, it's something nice. You can
Ali oni su duhovno napredni, mislim to je nešto lepo, možete to da vidite da je to u redu.
They make plans how to serve Krishna
better. Oni prave planove kako da služe Krišnu bolje.
It's not anything you know, it's nice because their mind is fixed on love. They bloom and blossom.
To je lep primjer u smislu da su se oni usredsredili na svoju ljubav i da su rascvetali poput lotosa.
Yes. So this is a positive example. Let us use a negative example.
To je jedan pozitivan primjer, a sada da koristimo jedan negativan primjer.
In Australia, many times people die from thirst in the desert.
Na primjer, u Australiji ljudi često umiru zbog žeđi u pustinji.
They are mostly tourists.
Oni su uglavnom turisti.
Who want to see Ayers Rock and so on.
Koji žele da vide različite te stene i ostalo.
Yeah. So when they are found, it is often found that there was no need for them to die. There was no physical need. Yes.
I ono što je fenomen zapravo kada bi ih našli, tako umrle, zapravo se moglo vidjeti da fizički nije postojao razlog zašto su oni umrli. Znači nije se desilo to na fizičkom planu.
The mind is just fixed that it's a desert. I have to die.
A samo je bio problem umu. Oho, ovdje je pustinja, nema vode i ja moram da umrem.
The mind is so strong.
Um je toliko snažan.
The mind of a little tapest man from who used put tapestry on the walls was fixed on becoming the most influential figure of Europe.
Čak i um je takav da čak i osoba koja lepi tapete, koji ima tako zanimanje, može da misli da je najvažnija figura u Evropi.
Yes, he was a young person.
Bio je mlad čovjek.
Not very talented.
Čak ni ne puno talentovan.
He often failed in school.
Čak puno puta je pao u školi.
Women didn't like him.
Ni žene ga nisu volele.
Because he looked very normal and had a little complex.
Zato što izgledao krajnje obično normalno i imao je čak i male komplekse.
But because his mind was fixed on becoming the most influential figure of Europe, he became Adolf Hitler.
Ali zato što je bio fiksiran da postane najveći čovjek u Evropi, on je to i postao Adolf Hitler.
The mind is so powerful.
Jer um je toliko moćan.
His powers are fearsome. Fearsome.
Um je toliko snažan da može izazvati strah.
So in spiritual life the mind is also very important.
U duhovnom životu um je također veoma značajan.
If it is fixed it can you can become a very great transcendentalist.
I ako je zaista usredsređen na pravu stvar možete postati veoma veliki transcendentalist.
But if it is many branched like Ganga, you know, at the Ganga delta where Ganga goes into many little streams, then it is not very powerful.
Ali ako je um takav da poput delte, odnosno ušća reke Gange koja se uliva u okean koji ima jako puno tih različitih pravaca struja, onda to nije jako dobro.
Now you must know that when you enter spiritual life, there will be many things which will try to divert your attention so that you also become many branched.
I morate znati da kada ulazite u duhovni život, da će biti puno stvari koje će željeti da odvuku vašu svjesnost u različitim pravcima.
You will think of many complicated things.
Morat ćete da mislite o jako komplikovanim stvarima.
But if you manage to become concentrated in your life,
ali ako organizujete tako da možete biti skoncentrisani u svom životu,
you can concentrate your mind on Krishna and the service to Krishna.
Ako možete da skoncentrišete svoj um na Krishnu i na njegovu službu,
then you will become so powerful that you can even defeat death.
Možete postati toliko moćni da možete pobediti čak i samu smrt.
So become simple.
Postanimo zato jednostavni.
Don't become crooked.
Nemojte postati, ja ne znam što znači crooked. Kako? Šta je to? Pokvaren.
Aha. Don't become too complicated.
Nemojte postati previše komplikovani.
Now Lord Nrsimhadev can be worshipped by the devotees in Krishna consciousness so that the different diversions of life do not affect the devotee.
I gospodin Nrsimhadev je tu i možemo ga obožavati tako da ne budemo poremećiti tim različitim uznemirenjima u duhovnom životu.
We should be afraid of only one thing.
I trebamo da se plašimo samo jedne stvari.
That our mind strays away from Krishna consciousness.
A to je da se naš um odvuče na drugu stranu od svesnosti Krišne.
And becomes multi-branched and very complicated.
I da postane veoma komplikovan i da se razgranava u različitim granama.
Lord Nrsimhadev will help you to take care of the enemies within your heart.
I gospodin Nrsimhadev nam može pomoći da se pobrine o neprijateljima koji se nalaze u našem srcu.
That is an uncontrolled mind.
A to je nekontrolisani um.
And you will again become happy in your spiritual life.
I onda ćete nakon toga ponovo postati sretni u svom duhovnom životu.
Lord Nrsimhadev is sometimes compared to be like the danger, like a lion.
Jer gospodin Nrsimhadev se nekad upoređuje sa velikom opasnošću poput
lion,
velikog opasnog lava.
Lion is very dangerous even for a powerful animal like an elephant.
Jer lav je opasan čak i za tako moćnu životinju kao što je slon.
But he is very partial and friendly to his own cubs.
Ali on je veoma pristrasan i pažljiv prema svojim mladuncima.
Especially a lioness when she has just given birth to her child, I mean, you cannot come near her cubs. She's so defensive.
I specijalno lavica, kada porodi svoje mladunce, ona je toliko vezana za njih i toliko je želi da ih odbrani, da ne smete ni priblizu da im priđe.
This is the mood Lord Nrsimhadev has towards his devotees.
A to je raspoloženje koje gospodin Nrsimhadev ima prema svojim baktama.
If the devotee is fixed with his mind on his worship and service, he will come to the help of the devotee.
Iako je bakta usresređeno obožavanje Krišne na svoju službu, gospodin Nrsimhadev će sigurno doći i pomoći će bakti.
Once there was a powerful emperor called Akbar who doubted this.
Jednom je postojao veliki vladar koji se zvao Akbar, koji je posumnjao u ovu stvar.
Have you heard about the reign of Akbar?
Da li ste čuli o vladavini kralja Akbara?
Krishna Chaturprabhu is studying this now to prepare some thesis.
I Krishna Chaturprabhu sada proučava njegov život da bi postavio određene teze.
He was a very influential and extremely, let me say, he was a very tolerant Mohammedan emperor.
A on je bio zapravo veoma uticajan i jedan od retkih veoma tolerantnih muhamedanskih vladara.
Now when he heard about Lord Nrsimhadev, he developed a doubt.
I kada je čuo o sve ove priče o gospodinu Nrsimhadevu, on je razvio sumnju.
Why should the Lord appear in a special form just to protect his devotees?
Zašto gospodin treba da proprimi specijalan oblik da bi došao i zaštitio svoje bhakte?
He didn't believe it.
On nije mogao to da vjeruje.
He thought the Lord was too transcendental.
On je mislio jednostavno, gospodin je previše transcendental.
Too much, you know, why should he make this inconvenience?
Zašto zapravo da napravi tako, tako ne, sumnju?
Yes, he had never heard that Allah did such a thing.
Ja zapravo nikad nisam čuo da je Allah napravio takvu stvar.
Now he had one minister called Birbal, and he told Birbal his doubt.
I on je imao ministra koji se zvao Birbal i onda mu on on mu otvorio poverio mu tu svoju sumnju.
So Birbal said Wait, you will see tomorrow the answer.
I Birbal je rekao, sačekaj, sutra ćeš dobiti odgovor.
So Birbal went that evening to the man who took care of the little grandson of Akbar.
I on je to veče, Birbal je otišao kod čovjeka koji je zapravo čuvao unuka od Akbara.
Akbar, you must know, loved his grandson very, very much, and he had ordered a very qualified man to take care and play with the child every morning in the royal gardens.
I možete zamisliti koliko je Akbar voleo svog unuka, da je sigurno izabrao nekoga koji je jako kvalifikovan da bi se igrao sa njegovim unukom i u jutarnjim časovima ga šetao kroz baštu.
So Birbal gave this man a lot of money.
Birbal je dao tom čovjeku puno para.
And he developed a plan.
I onda je smislio jedan plan.
So next morning this man was going to the in the royal garden and the you know, and he was carrying the grandson.
I onda je sljedeće jutro taj čovjek došao u baštu i nosio naručju unuka od Akbara.
And the emperor went on his balcony to see him.
I onda je Akbar izašao na balkon i rekao, oh, moj unuk, tako je divno da je ta u dobrim rukama i da je prava se osoba brine o njemu.
So this caretaker went to near a butte and he went to the edge.
I onda je došao do ivice te vode.
And then he threw the grandson into the water.
I onda je bacio unuka u tu ogromnu vodu.
And then Akbar was, what are you doing?
Akbar je bio u šoku, rekao, šta to radiš?
He was a great warrior. He jumped over the fence.
I on je skočio preko balkona, je bio veliki ratnik i počeo da juri.
Into the pond.
I došao do ovaj je vode.
Jumped into the water.
Skočio u vodu.
To save his grandson.
Da bi spasao svoga unuka.
But when he had his grandson in his arms, powerful arms, he noticed it's a puppet made from wax.
Ali kad je svoga unuka imao u naručju, vidio da je to jedna obična lutka.
It only looked like a living child, but it was a dead puppet from wax.
Ali to je samo izgledalo kao živo dete, ali zapravo je bilo jedna najobičnija lutka.
He swam out and he was totally bewildered.
On je izašao napolje iz vode i bio potpuno zbunjen.
And then Birbal was standing there smiling.
A Birbal je bio tamo i smešio se.
Your Majesty, I wanted to show you something.
Vaša Majesty, ja želim nešto da vam pokažem.
Just like you would not send anyone else to save your grandson due to your love and affection to him.
Ja želim da vam kažem nešto. Kao što vi nikoga ne bi poslali zbog svoje ljubavi prema svom unuku da ga neko drugi spase.
The Lord also comes personally to save his devotee.
Tako i Gospodin dolazi lično da bi spasio svoga baktu.
Because he loves his devotee.
Zato što voli svoga baktu.
Rezime.
A sada rezime.
Rezime. Do you understand now?
Da li ste sada shvatili?
And Akbar, he said, yes, yes.
Akbar je rekao, da,
da. He remembered this feeling which he had.
On je setio se tog osjećaja koji mu se pojavio u srcu.
It was a very personal feeling.
Jer to je bilo nešto veoma personalno.
Ja, ja. So Lord Nrisimhadev also comes to the help of his devotees.
Tako da i Gospodin Nrisimhadev uvek dolazi radi pomoći svojim baktama.
But to what devotee?
Ali kakvom bakti?
To the devotee who has developed this quality of simplicity.
Bakti koji je razvio tu odliku jednostavnosti.
In the process of advancement in Krishna consciousness, we have to be extremely careful that we do develop this quality and not you know, become too complicated.
U svom napredovanju svesnosti Krišne trebamo veoma biti obazrivi da ne postanemo previše komplikovani, nego da razvijemo ovu osobinu jednostavnost.
I would like to make an experiment.
Ja želim da napravim jedan eksperiment.
But I have to make it impersonally because otherwise you will talk for the rest of your life about if I would give a personal example of a devotee.
Moram to normalno napraviti potpuno na impersonalan način, jer ako budem napravio to personalno, onda ćete ceo svoj život pripisati.
Let us take some enthusiastic bhakta.
Ajmo da zamislimo jednog entuzijastičnog Bhakta.
Let us call him Bhakta Hans.
Da ga nazovemo Bhakta Hans.
Yes. He has had read from the about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness from Prabhupada's books.
On je taj koji je već čitao o filozofiji svesnosti Krišne Šrila Prabhupadovih knjiga.
Bhakta Hans is very enthusiastic.
I Bhakta Hans je veoma entuzijastičan.
And he has made some experiences of Krishna's protection.
I on je već iskusio neke trenutke kad ga je Krishna zaštitio.
When he offered for the first time his food, it tasted so different.
Kada je prvi put ponudio svoju hranu Krishna, to je potpuno drugačije imao ukus nego bilo koja druga hrana.
When he was singing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in his room, he felt ecstasy in his heart.
Kada je pevao po prvi put Hare Krishna Maha Mantra u svojoj sobi, on je osjetio pravu ekstazu u svom srcu.
And he even cried due to the thankfulness. I have found my way, finally.
I onda je od zahvalnosti prema Krishni počeo plakati. Ja sam našao konačno svoj put.
And one day he had made an interesting experience.
I onda jednog dana mu se desilo jedno veoma interesantno iskustvo.
One devotee had given him a present of a picture of Radha Sham Shunda, the deities from Vrindavan.
Bhakta je jedan došao i dao mu kao poklon sliku božanstava iz Vrindavana Radha Shyama Sundara.
And on the day where he put this picture on his little home altar, the dried flowers left and right started to blossom again. It was a miracle.
I onda se desilo čudo. Kada je on stavio sliku te Radha Shyama na svoj mali oltar u kući, cveće koje se prethodno bilo potpuno osušilo vazama, odjednom je počelo ponovo da cvete i bilo je sveže.
And that evening he was so convinced of Krishna's presence that he went backstage to one of the concerts of the Rolling Stones.
I onda je on toliko bio sretan i uveren u prisustvu Krišne da je to isto veče otišao backstage na veliki koncert poznatih Rolling Stonesa.
The guards did not stop him somehow.
I nekako, pošto je on bio toliko uveren, uopšte ga tamo obezbeđenje nije moglo zadržati.
He had a spare set of beads.
On je imao u ruci jednu brojanicu.
And he found Keith Richard very frustrated after the concert.
I onda našao posle koncerta Keith Richarda koji je bio veoma frustriran.
So he gave him the set of beads.
On mu je dao brojanicu.
And said, "This will solve all your problems."
I onda mu rekao, ovo će rešiti sve tvoje probleme.
I have experienced it myself.
Ja sam to sam iskusio.
Chant Hare Krishna.
Pevaj Hare Krishna.
And he did so.
I on je to uradio.
Now what I have told you is what actually happened.
A ovo što sam sve ispričao se zapravo zaista dogodilo.
I have not given you the correct name.
Nisam vam hteo dati pravo ime.
But I have because I want to make a thought experiment with you.
Zato što hoću da napravim jedan eksperiment sa vama, zato nisam dao to ime.
Bhakta Hans later joined.
Kasnije se Bhakta Hans pridružio.
He became initiated.
Postao iniciran.
His name became Krishna Das.
Njegovo ime je postalo Krishna Das.
And we will visit him now 10 years later.
I sada ga posećujemo 10 godina kasnije.
Bhakta Krishna Das is has many doubts.
Sada Krishna Das ima puno sumnji.
The institution he has joined has disappointed him.
Institucija kojoj se pridružio ga je
He has seen that devotees sometimes quarrel.
Oh, video da se bhakti ponekad svađaju.
And he has also confronted some of his own weaknesses.
Takođe se suočio sa nekim sopstvenim slabostima.
He has seen that he was attached.
Oh, on je video, ja sam jako vezan.
And one day when he saw a pornographic picture, he felt some attraction to the opposite sex.
I onda kada je jednog dana video pornografsku sliku, osetio privlačnost ka suprotnom polu.
So I could now tell many more things, but why?
Ja mislim mogu da kažem još mnogo tih stvari što se desilo, ali ne potrebno.
What do I now I want to address to you a question.
Ali ja želim nešto drugo da uradim. Želim da vam postavim pitanje.
What has happened with Bhakta Hans?
Šta se desilo sa Bhakta Hansom?
Who became Krishna Das after 10 years.
Koji je postao Krishna Das i onda nakon 10 godina šta se desilo u međuvremenu?
He was so happy.
On je bio toliko sretan.
Miracles happened.
Zapravo se čudo dešavalo.
The flowers the dead flowers begin to bloom on his altar.
Ta suva mrtva cveća su zaista počela da se rascvetavaju na njegovom kućnom oltaru.
Shouldn't he be more convinced?
Zar ne bi trebao nakon 10 godina da postane još mnogo više uveren?
Shouldn't he be more ecstatic?
Zar ne bi trebao da bude još više ekstatičan?
Shouldn't he be more full of happiness?
Zar ne bi trebao da bude mnogo više ispunjen sreće?
What has happened to Bhakta Hans on his way to heaven?
Šta se desilo s Bhakta Hansom? Na njegovom putu ka duhovnom svetu.
Now let me first of all ask you a question.
Pre toga prvo da vam postavim jedno drugo pitanje.
Do you believe that this was all illusion what happened to Bhakta Hans?
Kao prvo, da li mislite da je sve to iluzija što se desilo Bhakta Hans?
Was it just some imagination?
Možda to bila samo neka imaginacija njegova.
Was just some psychological projection?
Možda to bila njegova psihološka projekcija u tom trenutku.
In other words, he wanted to be so happy that he projected his sense of happiness into Krishna consciousness, and he filled Krishna consciousness with the subject of his imagination, but really there was nothing there in Krishna consciousness.
Možda je on samo zbog želje toliko da bi bio lično srećen svojom imaginacijom projektovao to u svesnost Krišne i misleći da je to prava stvar, u stvari to nikakve veze nema sa svesnošću Krišne.
You know, we could make the argument that someone wants to love so much that he projects into a ugly old Sigoinen women the beauties of Marilyn Monroe, and for him it becomes Marilyn Monroe.
Možemo da kažemo da to je psihološki problem, kao neko ko želi toliko da voli nekoga i onda sretne neku ružnu odvratnu ciganku i onda misli, o, ona je lepa kao Marilyn Monroe.
I want to argue that we cannot raise this argument.
Ali ja hoću da argumentujem da mi ne možemo staviti ovaj argument kao pravi.
Because Bhakta Hans still has a picture.
Zato što Bhakta Hans još uvijek ima onu sliku.
Of his altar with dried pictures.
Ima njegovu sliku.
Dried flowers. Yes.
Njegov oltar ima kada je bilo suvo cveće.
And then the blossom flowers.
A ima i drugu sliku kada se to cveće racvetalo.
Bhakta Hans was actually able to give up smoking at that time, which was before meeting Krishna consciousness impossible to even think about.
Ali desila se još jedna stvar. Bhakta Hans, koji nije mogao da zamisli da napusti pušenje pre svesnosti Krišne, onda u svesnosti Krišne odmah to napustio.
And Keith Richard still says that I don't know what happened to me at this one concert. One Hare Krishna came to me and he made me chant Hare Krishna. I don't know what happened to me.
A kaj Trižar i dan danas kaže, mislim, ne znam šta mi se desilo. Došao je tu na posljednog koncerta na Hare Krishna i dao mi da tu mantram nešto Hare Krishna i ja ne znam stvarno šta mi se desilo.
It really happened.
To se stvarno desilo.
It was not illusion.
Drugim rečima, to nije bila iluzija.
He experienced spiritual life.
On je iskusio duhovni život.
He experienced a little bit of his own spiritual qualities, which are Sat, Chit and Ananda.
On je jednim delom iskusio deo svojih odlika koje ima u sebi, koji su Sat, Chit, Ananda.
He experienced something of the Devi Prakriti, the divine energy of the Lord, coming into his life.
On je osjetio trenutak, iskusio dodir sa Daivi Prakriti, transcendentalnom energijom koja je ušla u njegov život.
He was totally fixed on Krishna.
On je bio potpuno usredsređen na Krishnu.
But as Krishna does,
ali kao Krishna das,
he has fixed his mind on so many other things.
On je usredsredio svojom na toliko drugih stvari.
Which are on the social nivou.
Koje su, drugim rečima, bile samo na tom socijalnom, društvenom planu?
Social nivou means things which happen when you live together with people.
A šta znači taj socijalni nivo? To znači stvari koje se dešavaju sa ljudima s kojima živite.
For instance, disappointments.
Neka razočarenja.
Or hierarchical structures.
Ili, na primjer, neke hijerarhijske strukture koje se sviđaju.
Yes, or positions.
Ili razni položaj u okviru toga.
he also experienced some doubts.
I u svemu tome on je također osjetio različite sumnje.
As natural as social things.
Koje su isto tako prirodne kad je u pitanju društvena struktura.
In one word, his mind which was fixed on Krishna and on spirit things became fixed on other things.
Drugim rečima, njegov um koji je bio usresređen i svesnost Krišne i takve stvari opremistila se na neke druge.
If your mind becomes fixed on Krishna again and on Krishna consciousness and you become a simple-hearted Vaishnav.
A ono što treba to da se naše misli ponovo usredsede na Krišnu, na svesnost Krišne i da postanemo jednostavni Vaishnav.
You will survive.
Na taj način ćemo preživeti.
Look at some of the older devotees.
Pogledajte na neke starije bhakte.
Who have that saralata in their hearts.
Koje imaju tu saralatu, jednostavnost u srcu.
They have remained simple people.
Oni uvek ostanu jednostavni ljudi.
But their mind is fixed.
Ali njihov um je usredsređen.
They know that it is, whenever their mind is not fixed, then they are not in Vaikuntha, but in the Kuntha Loka, the odd the place full of Kuntha or anxiety.
Oni znaju da ako moj um nije usredsređen na pravu stvar, onda on više nije u Vaikunti, nego je u Kunti, a to znači mesto koje je puno uznemirenja.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, Vaishnavism means saralata or simplicity.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur je definisao, Vaishnavism znači saralata ili jednostavnost.
Because Krishna consciousness can act like a lift which can bring you from the material to the spiritual platform.
Jer svesnost Krišne može biti kao lift koji vas sa materijalnog nivoa uzdiže na duhovni.
But you need to enter the lift.
Ali moramo da uđemo u lift.
Full.
Stvarno, potpuno da uđemo u lift.
What happens if you only half enter the lift?
Mislim, šta će se dogoditi ako samo na pola jednom nogom uđemo u lift?
The doors will come and go like...
Onda će vrata da dođu. Da nas još
Have you made experience of
this? Da li ste imali neke takve iskustva?
And the lift cannot go up.
A i onda lift ne može da ide nego ne može. Moj odgovor za vas je
absolutely.
Apsolutno.
Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions? You have
I can also.
Of course, you are also a devotee. Not only a translator.
we can see that even some very advanced Vaishnavas during his or their life, even if they are very advanced in a spiritual way, I mean not ordinary devotees, so to say, even very strong and special people, they can forgot in some way that quality of simplicity. And then we can see that something has to happen to, I don't know, is it because of that, but I can see that yeah. Something always happens so that Krishna again bring us on that level. So
this is a very good question, Mahodari, but I would prefer... because this goes in one direction.
Yes.
I would prefer to talk about this one time yes. When the devotees are all there.
Yes.
We will have a... I thought we should have a nice... just for devotees, a nice lecture in Beograd, because the most of the devotees can come. See, obviously everyone is thinking about the transformation which happens to Sri Vishnu part. That is in the air. But now, I want to talk about this properly. I want to also talk about it, just very openly. Because... this is in the air, and it is so thick you can take almost a knife and cut it out, and it's there.
It's almost like a stone.
Yeah. And therefore, I want to talk properly, not even indirectly, but very directly.
Yes.
Because then only I feel I can give my understanding and my help
yes.
so to say. Yes. So I would prefer to do it one time
yes.
properly.
Yes.
Also, you know, I'm his friend. I'm still considering myself his friend, although I do not agree to the some of the statements he makes. But friend means friend.
Yes.
Once I'm a friend, I'm a friend for life. So it may have to be defined in new ways.
Yes.
But so on. But I really would prefer to go about yes. this systematically. I want to give a little history, which I have seen, and I was there when the breakdown happened.
Yes.
And he woke up as a new person. He told me, devotees don't understand. I have died.
Sorry that I mentioned this
yes.
question, but
naturally
it comes.
On the heart. Yes.
I mean, it's inside, but
yes.
I understand that
yeah.
you can make answer in.
Because I must talk about either I talk about this bonus naga
yes.
fully
yes.
or not
just
at all.
For that. Yes, yes,
yes.
yes. Everything or nothing.
Yes, and
I can,
when we
yes.
deal with this subject.
Yes. I can just translate
the,
very
the
shortly. This, yes,
yeah.
suštinu. Ja sam postavila pitanje. Da možemo vidjeti da odliku jednostavnosti mogu zaboraviti ponekad i veoma napredni Vaishnavi koji
yeah. But one thing I want to say, this Krishna consciousness is an ancient tradition. It, in other words, since the beginning of creation, not in only this one, but since a long, long time, this process is an effect.
Ono što želim da kažem da je ovaj proces svjesnosti Krišne veoma drevan proces i da je to proces koji postoji ne samo u ovoj kreaciji, nego od samog početka kreacije ovog materijalnog sveta, tako da je on nešto što zaista postoji u dugom vremenu.
There is no reason to doubt the process of Krishna consciousness and the tradition, because it works for millions of years, even if exalted Vaishnavas have difficulties.
Jer mi ne treba da imamo sumnju u tako drevan proces, jer on je verodostojan, on je efikasan, bez obzira što mogu veoma napredni Vaishnave na tom putu iskušavati teškoću.
In the history of Vaishnavism we hear accidents like for an exalted of many some exalted souls, Bharat Maharaj, he something happened to him so that he actually had to take birth as a deer. He was in a crisis.
Možemo vidjeti u istoriji Vaishnavizma sa veoma velikim Vaishnavama, na primjer kao što je Maharadža Bharata, da jednostavno nešto se desilo u njemu. On je prošao kod određenu krizu i morao je da iskusi ponovno rođenje kao jelen.
Bilva Mangala Thakur, who was a scholar, he lost his mind. He became a sexaholic. We have to say this word.
Bilo Mangala Thakur, koji je bio tako veliki intelektualac i učena osoba, moramo reći, on je postao seksofiličar, izvinite što koristim tu reč, ali to je adekvatan prevod.
Maharaj Chitraketu became a demon as Viritasura.
Maharaj Chitraketu u sljedećem životu postao demon Viritasura.
If you look at it just, you know, with this, with a just a short time frame, you can almost lose your faith.
Ako posmatrate neki događaj u jednom malom okviru, ne na širokom planu, onda možete izgubiti svoju veru.
But if you look at it in a longer time frame, everything looks different.
Ali kada gledamo jednu stvar na dužem vremenskom razdoblju, u jednom većem okviru, onda to potpuno izgleda drugčije.
Bharata Maharaj, after his life of a deer, became the ascetic Yada Bharat.
Maharaj Bharata nakon tog svog života kao jelen je postao zapravo veliki sveti sveta osoba Yada Bharat.
Chitraketu at the end even when he was in the body of a demon at the end of his life he pronounced the most beautiful shlokas.
Chitraketu koji je sljedećeg života umro kao demon u telu demona u trenutku svoje smrti izgovorio tako predivne ove stihove šloke.
This is the first time in the Bhagavat where Bhagavatam where pure love of Godhead is pronounced.
Prvi put u Bhagavatamu su se kroz te stihove čista ljubav prema Bogu se manifestovala, izgovorila.
He says, like the little petitze who always waits for his mother to come and feed him.
On kaže, kao mala ptica koja uvek čeka svoju majku pticu da dođe da, ga na, da je nahrani.
Like the little calf who always wants his mother to return to feed him.
Kao malo tele koje uvek čeka svoju majku da ga nahrani.
And like the chaste wife who expects his her husband to return after a long journey.
Kao verna žena čestita koja čeka svoga muža da se vrati nakon dugog putovanja.
I'm waiting for you.
Ja čekam na tebe.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Lepo, zar ne?
This is spoken by someone who became a demon.
To je izgovorio neko ko je postao demon.
Yes. Maledica. So, yes. Krishna, Krishna. So, now it's... What should we do now? It's 12:15. Most of us are so hungry, they will start to eat the microphone.
Ne znam šta sada da radimo, već je 12:15 i mnogi od nas su već veoma gladni, počući da jedu mikrofon.
But we can see if there are more questions. I will just answer very shortly. Our Mataji from the Godana? Godana, yes, please, Godana.
He said that this morning they spoke about this quality of simplicity. They heard about
qualities.
What does it mean, simplicity? But she likes that you mentioned loudly in front of everybody. What does it mean and how it's manifested when someone is simple?
I'm a little afraid to speak after Shrishtikata because he's more learned than me.
Ja sam malo ovaj kao nelagodno da pričam posle Shrishtikarte, jer on je mnogo učeniji od mene.
No, no, šalim se.
I'm joking.
Simplicity. We always joke because we are very much together.
Mi se uvek šalimo zato što smo toliko puno zajedno.
Our life is so heavy and intense. We need to sometimes have a little humor.
Život je onako heavy, intenzivan, moramo nekad da se šalimo.
So, simplicity means to concentrate your mind on the things which are true in Krishna consciousness.
Jednostavnost znači da svoj um usredsredimo na stvari koje znače pravu svesnost Krišna.
Prabhupada once gave the example, you know, you can go to your nose like this, but you could also go to your nose like this.
Prabhupada jednom dao veoma jedan lep primjer. Kaže, vi možete doći do svoga nosa ovako, ali možete doći i ovako.
So a simple person will go directly to the essence.
Jednostavna osoba će direktno ići ka suštini.
In this word simplicity, and I think it's very good that you ask, Godana, in this word simplicity means sometimes foolishness, not thinking properly.
Da, drago mi je da si postavila to, Gordana, pitanje, zato što ponekad ljudi u životu misle kao jednostavno, to znači da si budalas, da ni ne znaš prave stvari, kao jednostavno, u lošem smislu.
Oh, he is a simple man.
Oh, on je jednostavan, prost čovjek.
Yes, we say like this, yes. The simplicity means to go to the essence.
A jednostavno znači ići pravo ka suštini.
Without many...
Bez puno...
Let us give an example of someone who goes to the essence.
A da damo jedan primjer, šta znači kad neko ide direktno ka toj suštini?
Ja sam duhovna duš.
I am spirit soul.
I am a fallen soul.
Ja sam pala duš.
What can help me to reach the Supreme Lord?
Šta mi može pomoći da dostignem Svevišnjeg Gospodina?
Sadhana.
Sadhana.
Service.
Služba.
The association with strong devotees.
Druženje sa snažnim baktama.
And where I have friends in Krishna consciousness.
Imamo prijatelje u svesnosti Krishna.
Then let me simply do this.
I onda samo jednostavno to radim.
And make my life simple.
I učinim svoj život jednostavnim.
always looking at Kishori, what is you? You look at me. I said, do I say such shocking things? Almost as if you don't believe what you are hearing. No, this is simple.
To je jednostavno.
Where is the problem?
Gde je onda problem?
Umski.
Mind.
Yeah. In the car, I told an example.
U kolima juče nam je rekao jedan primjer.
And I also told it to Guneshwara. I think that's you, Guneshwara Prabhu. Yes.
Također sam rekao i Guneshwari.
You know, sometimes we argue, but the situation is not complicated. It's not simple, Sachinanda Swami. It is very complicated.
Ponekad mi kažemo, oh, Sachinanda Swami, situacija nije jednostavna, jako je komplikovana.
Don't be so idealistic. It pains our intellect.
Molim te, nemoj biti tako idealističan. To nam povređuje naš intelekt.
So I gave one example of the frog who had fallen in a bowl of cream. Two frogs.
A i onda sam dao taj primjer kada su dve žabe upale u posudu sa šlagom.
And one was not simple.
Jedna žaba nije bila baš imala odliku jednostavnosti.
He became very depressed.
On je postao depresivna.
Now I die in a bowl of sweet tasting cream. This is really too much. If I would drown at least in some horrible substance, but no, it's in cream.
Onda je ta žaba rekla, koja užasna situacija. Ja ću morati da se udavim ovdje u ovoj posudi sa šlagom. Bar da sam se udavio u nekoj užasnoj situaciji, nego baš u posudi sa šlagom.
He was so disturbed. He died. He drowned immediately.
I mislim, on je bio uznemiren, taj žabac, ali zaista se udavio.
The other frog was the Saralata frog.
Druga žaba je bila Saralata žaba. Jednostavna.
Let me concentrate on the good things in life.
Bolje da se usredsredim na neke dobre stvari u životu.
I can still swim.
Ja još uvijek mogu malo da plivam.
Let's see what happens.
Da vidim šta će se onda desiti.
And he began to swim.
I onda je počeo da se pliva pomalo.
And the šlagom came up.
I onda šlag počeo se mučka i da se muti i da raste gore u posudi.
To the edge of the bowl.
Sve do vrha te velike posude.
And then he jumped out of the bowl.
I onda je on iskočio iz posude.
No problem any longer.
Nema više problema.
The history of the world is full of people who even in difficult situations have made the best out of it.
Jer život je pun priča da postoje ljudi koji su u teškim situacijama zapravo napravili dobro iz toga.
Vilma Rudolph, for instance.
Na primjer, Vilma Rudolph.
Who has heard about Vilma Rudolph?
Ko je čuo za Vilma Rudolph?
You will like her.
Vi ćete je sigurno voliti.
She was born as one of 13 children in the family, black people, and she had polio from birth. Do you know polio?
Yes.
Yes. It's in the legs usually.
Yes.
Their one leg is very weak.
Yes, it's tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
Ona se, Vilma Rudolph,